Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank rolls along with Paul Posluszny is here. What's up? How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And let's start off with your – you remember your combine experience and what happened with it? We're talking combine today.
Okay, yeah. No, that my combine experience was great. I mean, I thought it was a lot of fun. It's a high-stress environment, obviously. You know, you have a lot of work to do in a short period of time and a lot of people to impress. But looking back on it, it was a lot of fun. It was a really good experience.
You remember your numbers? Like you're 40 and all that
stuff. I think you have it pulled up right there.
No peeking.
No, I don't. I don't remember what I did.
Oh, you want to know?
I mean, I was like probably like a 4'6 something, 40.
Ooh.
No?
Ooh.
What do they have me as right
4'7
there?
4'7 at the combine.
You're on the wrong website.
Well, obviously. You had a 4'5'8 at your pro day, apparently. So you improved.
Yeah. I need a little extra time.
You need some motivation. You got it.
What did I jump? 38?
You jumped 37. At the combine.
Okay.
22 bench reps.
Yeah, I was weak. That's bad.
I mean, come on, Paz.
That's bad.
Yeah,
very unimpressive. Very unimpressive.
What would you do now? If you had to do, well, not today, but before the injury, you know, if you had to do 225, how many times could you do
that? I mean, I know I could do it more than 22 times, that's for sure. I don't know what I did.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I've improved since then. Let's put it that way.
4.740, and you guess lower.
I'm telling you, you're on the wrong website.
No way.
That's
bad information. Official numbers. Okay, that's fine. NFLDraftScout.com for the information. Paul Posluszny with us. How is the rehab? Are you back to normal work now, or what?
Yeah, I'm all back to normal. You know, I feel great, and I feel completely healed up, and I can train as normal and do everything normally, so I feel really good.
I saw you a few weeks ago, and you're around the building a lot, and, boy, you dropped some weight. And it's not really that way with everybody else. When they don't work out, people tend to gain weight. But for an athlete like yourself, you lose that mass. Is that the difficult thing to get back? And how hard is that to get that back? Because you play with mass. That's how you play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's keeping weight on and putting weight on is always the hard part for me. So that'll be a challenge moving forward. So I lost a lot of weight after surgery when I wasn't able to train. So now, you know, slowly find a way to put that weight back on. So when it's time to report to camp, I'm at a weight that I should be.
What the actual injury was not, it was the tendon, but the tendon wasn't off the bone. It was the muscle from the tendon. How detailed can you get about what the actual injury was?
I mean, yeah. So the pec tendon came off of the bone.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. That's the easier way of doing it and the easier repair. So, you know, had that fixed, attached it back on, and now it's all good to go.
There's a lot of guys in the rehab room, it seems like, these days on the defensive side. I mean, Roy Miller's in there right now, coming back from his meniscus surgery. You know, Cinderic Marks with the ACL. How is that room? How's the feeling in that room? I know you were in there with some of those guys at the same time, mm-hmm. probably rehabbing, but what's the mentality in there these days? Everybody kind of upbeat?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, obviously you don't want to be in there. You don't want to have those guys in that type of situation, but it happens. It's part of the deal. And those guys have a very positive attitude concerning their injuries. They know that they're going to be back 100% when it's time. And right now it's just a lot of hard work and dedication to get back to that level.
Is this your biggest challenge as a pro or as an athlete?
No doubt about it. So as a professional, yeah, hands down. I think having this happen in the middle of the season and being put on IR and missing the rest of the season was the hardest thing I've had to deal with in my NFL career. Definitely the biggest challenge because, you know, in my eighth year, you know, I want to play at a high level. I want to do everything I can to help the team win, and then to not be able to go out and compete, that's the difficult part.
I know you're a huge social media guy, Paul, right?
Yeah. Very, very technologically advanced.
What's your Twitter handle? Oh, yeah. You don't have a Twitter handle. That's right. Let's go to Twitter, though. At OTOS Matt asking, your thoughts on Telvin Smith's rookie campaign. I mean, there were a lot of young guys that came on strong on the offensive side you hear about, but Telvin Smith on the defensive side worked his way into a starting role and then elevated his game as the year went on. What were your thoughts from the stands?
I thought he had an unbelievable year. You know, he started off great and continually got better throughout the year as the year went on. So that's really exciting for us to see, because we know with his athletic ability and the way that he approaches the game and the way he studies, he's going to be an unbelievable player for this organization for many years to come.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we do a segment each week called
This or That. This or That.
It's called This or That,
okay.
Paul.
Yeah.
So get ready for some rapid fire question and answers. We're going to dig deep on these questions today. I know that you like my questioning. I have a history with you about
you're usually very
good lines
good.
Of questioning.
Yeah. Yes. They're usually outstanding.
Thank you. Tell them, Paul. Okay. On Kicking It with Scobie earlier in this year, we found out that you have a sweet tooth, right?
Huge.
Because you love going on that show, too.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is probably number two for you this
show. It's a close second, just because Scobie does a great job.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Okay. First question, then. Sweet tooth, then. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Why? You got to have a reason.
Why? I feel like you can do more with cake. I just.
You need to expand your horizons with pie.
Pie is great as well. Trust me, I love it all. But if you want a quick response, I would say cake.
You're an Aliquippa guy from Pittsburgh area. Premanni Brothers or Quaker Steak?
Premanni's.
Yeah. Really? You're a sandwich guy.
Yeah.
Not a wings guy?
No, Quaker Steak is great as well. But I mean, Premanni's is the classic. You got to go with that one.
Fries on the sandwich, right?
Isn't that what it is? Yeah, fries, coleslaw, everything. Put an egg on top of that. Yeah.
Wow, that's a meal. number three, Pirates or Penguins?
Penguins.
Hockey guy.
Penguins. And I don't know very much about hockey, but I know when you go to a hockey game live, it's an unbelievable atmosphere. It's a ton of fun to watch. So I would say Penguins.
Is Crosby still in the Penguins?
He is, as far as I know.
He's the only player I know on the Penguins.
And Afghani Malkin.
I've never heard of that guy. I'm not a hockey guy.
You're missing out.
Apparently so. How often do you get back to Pittsburgh?
Every year for sure. Yeah, multiple times a year. Especially, you know, my wife is from Pennsylvania as well, so we always love to go back to PA.
What is a normal day for you now? Just working out in the morning, and what else happens for you?
Yep, so in the morning I come in, I have therapy, training, and then depending on what I have the rest of the day, hang out with my wife, go see a movie, go to dinner. You know, this is a very relaxing time of year for us.
So are you a big Oscar guy? Oscar's coming up. You watch a lot of movies, it sounds like, right?
No. I love watching a good movie, yeah.
All right, so what's going to stand out? Who's going to win the...
Well, I don't know anything about that. But about the, what, Oscars?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
that's not you?
I don't know who's up for what.
I thought you'd be up on all the movies.
No, I can't.
Sniper movie? You didn't see that one?
I did see that one. How I thought I really, really enjoyed it. Thought it was a really good movie.
I think it's up for the best picture, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you should research deserving. You got some time now. You could research the Oscars.
Maybe I'll get into that.
Maybe you should. We appreciate it. Hey, we appreciate your time. Good to see you as always. And maybe with this show, if you come back on it again, we'll move past Scobie. In your rankings of
okay, yeah, shows. You're doing a great job, that's for sure.
As are you, Paul. Thank you, as always. Right,
thanks for having me on.
Paul Posluszny with us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Get more in 2015. You can watch this guy every Sunday. Become a Jags season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. The stadium experience here at Everbank was recently voted number one by the fans in the league. Great seating options available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets or call and speak to an account manager today, 633-2000. They won't do you any harm at all. Hey, a busy week coming up, of course. The Jaguars brass will be in Indianapolis next week for the NFL Scouting Combine. That's on Wednesdays, the first media day there. We'll be live Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from Lucas Oil Stadium. The on-the-field work actually starts on Friday. That's when NFL Network coverage will take over on live television with Daniel Jeremiah and the crew. Our thanks to everyone involved today. Daniel Jeremiah at Move the Sticks. You can follow him on Twitter and download that podcast. It's a good one. Every week, Move the Sticks podcast on NFL.com and available on iTunes as well. Our thanks to Paul Posluszny. Sounds like he's getting ready. Should be good to go very soon. And thanks to you for watching. For everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. We'll talk to you next week from Indianapolis on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.